Sheboygan's Country V93. On Wednesdays, we touch base with the United Way. Caitlin joining us here this morning. How are you doing out there?
Good. A little slushy out there.
It's not too bad, though.
No.
The roads aren't too bad. I know we have a lot of city workers that listen in the morning, and they've been busting their tails out there.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
It was impossible to keep up with it yesterday.
Seriously, I was impressed that they were able to get to the roads that they were able to yesterday.
That anything was passable was a miracle.
Exactly.
So hopefully we're done at least for a few days. It looks like 3 or 4 calm-ish days in a row, so that should be good.
We'll take what we can get, right?
Absolutely correct. Even a few hours of calm weather we'll take.
Absolutely.
Who do we have here this morning?
We have Teresa and Rachel from Rains this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Thanks.
So I asked you before, off the air, is this a new organization? And you said, we are not a new organization. We've been around for a while. So for those that don't know, like me, what is RAINS?
So RAINS is RAINS Equine Assisted Activities and Therapies. Quite a mouthful.
It is, yeah.
And we actually originated back in 1982, started out at LTC as a student project.
Okay.
And evolved from there when they went more into herd management at LTC. We got displaced and found and bounced from barn to barn to barn until we found our current site, which is at Majestic Crossing Dairy in Sheboygan Falls on County Road O.
It's pretty cool backstory when you have just a student project that becomes this thing now that's been around for a long time.
It is exciting.
So what does the organization do?
RAINS stands for riders or our participants being encouraged, inspired, nurtured, and above all successful. And we serve individuals with disabilities from age 4 and up. So our youngest this year will be age 4, and our oldest is 63.
Holy cow! Well, that's quite a span.
It is.
And for people that want to get involved or use the organization, how do they go about that? I've never heard of it before.
Well, you can look up on our website. It's rains-wi.org. You can look us up on Facebook. We're very active there. There's a lot of great stories of individuals who have participated either as a rider or an equine assisted learning program participant or a volunteer or donors.
Yeah, looking for that, I'm sure, all the time. Mm-hmm. Now, for volunteer opportunities, what kind of experience do you look for? Do people need experience? What do you look for when it comes to volunteers?
They do not need experience,
okay.
First of all.
Okay.
We do ask for horse experience if you're going to be either a horse leader or a groom. So those are working directly with our equine therapists. They need to be age 14 to be a horse leader,
okay.
Age 12 to be a groom. But our sidewalkers, isn't that a cool name?
That is a good name.
Our sidewalkers and our equipment assistants, they do not need horse experience. Our equipment assistants are an extra set of eyes out in the arena with our instructor, like Rachel.
Okay.
And they start our participants doing their warm-up exercises. They will actually walk out patterns that might be requested of them, so that our riders have a visual to follow.
Yeah.
And then our sidewalkers, which I think is probably one of the most rewarding positions, they walk alongside our riders and support them in the way that's needed to keep them safe.
Yeah, right.
And to have a therapeutic experience while they're on horseback.
For the instructors, maybe you can speak to this. What kind of an experience is that for you when you have people that come through and have this once in a lifetime, maybe for some people, or this brand new experience? It's got to be very rewarding for you,
absolutely.
I would think.
Absolutely. I've been very blessed to work in the therapeutic riding realm for a while now. And I can honestly say it's almost more rewarding to be a volunteer and an instructor as it is for our riders.
I'm sure. I think that's the coolest part of any nonprofit when we talk to anybody from the United Way. I think you hear that more often than not, that it's rewarding for everybody, but even more so for the people that are involved with the organization, I would
say. Absolutely.
So more information, give it the website out one more time.
It's RAINS, RAINS-WI.org. Or call us at 920-946-8599, and I'll pick up that phone. My name is Teresa.
All right. This is your first time on the radio or no?
I was a Girl Scout. I was on the radio.
Okay, there you go.
I actually remember it like it was yesterday. We were selling Girl Scout cookies, something new, you know?
They sold them on the radio?
We did.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. Okay.
I know.
So this is your second time on the radio.
It is, but it's pretty exciting.
All right. She said right before we went on the air, we're just going to go on the air. Yeah, that's how we do it here. We don't do a whole lot of prep on this station. Now, when you go over to the other station, it's much more regimented.
Yeah.
So you get this one first.
Good deal.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.